This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
November was a good month for Ohio. In a two-day period, both the state's first abortion mill and its first abortionist surrendered their licenses. After another failed inspection, the Columbus abortion mill surrendered its license to do surgical abortions. The following day, abortionist Harley Blank, who worked at this abortion mill, surrendered his medical license to avoid facing disciplinary action. He's alleged to have prescribed medication in violation of the law. In the past, he botched an abortion so badly it rendered the woman infertile. He's the same abortionist Planned Parenthood had given an award to. Another abortionist from the closed mill is serving time in jail in federal prison. Yes, it was a good month for Ohio's babies and their moms.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.